March 14th. John chapter 7, verses 1 through 9. After these things, Jesus was walking in Galilee. He did not want to walk in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. Now the time for the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. His brothers said to him, "Leave this place and go to Judea, that your disciples may see the works you are doing. For no one does anything secretly if he wants to be known publicly. If you are doing these things, show yourself to the world." His brothers did not believe in him. Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I am testifying that its works are evil. You go to the feast. I am not yet going, for my appointed time is not fulfilled." He said these things, and he himself stayed in Galilee. Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 56. The days were fulfilled for him to be taken up, and he set his face to go to Jerusalem. He sent messengers before him, who left and entered a village of the Samaritans, to make preparations for him. But the people would not receive him, because his face was set to Jerusalem. His disciples, James and John, saw this, and said, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven and consume them, as Elijah did?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went to another village. Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 through 22. Jesus, noticing the crowd around him, gave direction to go to the other side. A scribe approached him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered, "The foxes have dens and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man does not have a place to rest his head." Another of his disciples said, "Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father." Jesus replied, "Follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead."